With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Yeah. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks.
Wow. Digit dance, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3 and never looking back. Hey.
We're the Digit Dads, diapers in DeFi. Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.
Yo, 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 GM, everybody. Lots going on in the crypto market. Possible new all-time high soon. $2 billion Solana dApp. Whether you love or hate dApps, it's pretty bullish for Solana right now, as you see it absolutely ripping with everything else. RWA is going up. Meme coin's going up. Everything's going up. Last Thursday, when we were live for the podcast, it was a market crash. This Thursday is officially October. The meme is coming to real life. It's really good to see. We have all that to talk about. We're going to rip open some packs. We have some alpha for you if you watch the full episode. Lots of things we're going to throw in there that's really nitty gritty in the trenches. And of course, we're going to be doing a lot of things on chain, even starting on the episode after this intro. Going to show you guys some things on Polymarket that we made bets on a few weeks ago. Before going into all that, good morning, Kyle. How's it going today, man?
Man, it's going good. Lots of activity, you know, gold ripping through all-time highs. Bitcoin usually foreshadows that. So that's going to be really good for the market. We might get a small retrace followed by all-time highs pretty soon. So pretty exciting news. Yeah, Solana dats, Avalanche dats. There's dats all over the place. And yeah, so that's pretty much it right there.
Cool, man. What's your idea of a retrace? Like when you say, I don't, you know, not to like the T, but like, what would you, what we're at Bitcoin's at like 118 right now. Like, would you say retrace is like 105, or would you say like, you know, again, I'm not asking for the exact number, but like what range are we talking, like sub 100K? Are we talking about like 105 or retrace being like 110?
Well, let's just go over to the charts and do it the regular way here. Let me pull up my screen. So yeah, Bitcoin is tracking, like it broke through this like level of resistance. It could like go, it just depends on what time frame you're looking at, I guess. So here we're finding some support around 117, which is really good. You know, there's an off chance it could rebound off of this all-time high and come back down, or we could go sideways for a bit, but it's good that it's above this like 117 level. So that's the key thing, I think, to follow here. If it does rip, like you have this 122 level, 122 to 123, all the way to 124. Those are the levels I think it could like hit slash retrace back down to maybe 117. So it just depends on where Bitcoin kind of goes. I think few people thought it would actually break through 117, and it's kind of going into the, like, this discovery mode a little bit, which is pretty good here short term. So again, there's a lot of key levels right here to pay attention to. 120 is going to be a psychological level, so we may get the first like small rebound here, but I think that 117 level is going to be some nice, it's going to create a nice support zone here for you know, for the short term. So I think that's good. Bitcoin's looking really, really great right now, actually. Altcoins, however, Ethereum's been pumping, been doing good too, but it needs to break through a lot of key levels here. As you can see, it's got this top resistance here, and this coming in around like 4,500 again. So a huge psychological level. It could retrace, it could, you know, go back down a little bit, but, you know, we'll see. That's going to keep the altcoin market on edge, I think, for this, you know, next, yeah, I guess this couple days, and see what Ethereum decides to do. Altcoins have been still struggling and going sideways and like up, down, but not quite, you know, not quite all time highs, right? Solana,
yeah,
you know, and all the other alts, you know, generally have just been chilling. WLFI is just on the lows here. So yeah, again, it's just going to be all what Bitcoin and Ethereum decide to do.
GM J-Dog, GM, welcome to the stream, and good morning to everybody who listens to this later via the podcast or just catches up on YouTube. Yeah, man, I watched Ash Robin made like a 16-minute video on how he thinks that alt season's not going to happen. And it already happened in other ways. Like, it already happened in like the Solana meme coins. It already happened in like these other areas, basically. So like that, which is like a common view that like, it's hard to say, oh, it's going to be just like the other cycles when we had this like insane momentum in X, Y, or Z. I would disagree, but also I'm biased on my disagreement because like, I really would love an alt season. Like a real op season. But like, I guess that would be in comparison. Like my argument would be like with NFTs in 2021, like there was billions of dollars going in NFTs and that didn't stop the alt season. There was less options. And that was another one of his points was there's so many options now. Like there's so many coins, there's so much spread of liquidity that it's hard to say that it's all going to funnel back into these majors when the average person is wanting to turn their $100 into six figures opposed to putting it in large market cap majors in hopes of getting like, you know, 10%, 20%, 50%, whatever it is, in hopes of getting a 2x. Like they want 100x, they don't want a 2x.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, it's ironic you say that. Let me go back to screen sharing something that I think is pretty interesting playing out on specifically, let me go back to this here so we can see. BNB, the Binance Smart Chain or BNB ecosystem is doing some wild stuff right now. Speaking of like people wanting a 100x, like just the other day this launched, it's just literally four, and it went from yesterday 20 mil to all the way to 61 mil, and it's still looking like it's like almost bull flagging a little bit. So the BCS / BNB ecosystem is doing really well. I'm actually bidding a couple of these smaller tokens, put in like a
one.
Yeah, one, and then eight's a big symbol in obviously China and Asian culture, as like the everybody tries to like scoop up phone numbers that end in eight in China, and like, you know, collect eight because it's like prosperity symbol or something like that. So yeah, and then also there's a little bit of lore behind it. You can see 8 years, eight Binanceans, one incredible journey, eight original Binanceans share how they've adapted, and then it's like based on some of these tweets, there's something to do with the number eight. Binance just turned eight, BNB just broke 800, that's 800,000 growth. So the number is like, you know, kind of based, but this is a super like risky, you know, look at this. This is like 188.
Dude, people try to come up with conspiracies around Binance more than anything. Like, it's so funny. Yeah. Like CZ will tweet something and they'll like parse the tweet and like take letters from it. And I'm just like, out of all things, it's like anything CZ touches.
Yeah.
Dude, on this four. Yeah, go ahead. I'll say this in a second.
So these are like, so these started trending on Dex Screener. So I like to just generally scope across like all the different blockchains, you can see Binance Smart Chain is like the, a lot of the memes are trending up. So Solana like is having a little bit of competition here, and you can see like the top, you know, three Binance Smart Chain memes are actually in the top six right now of DEX creator. So I find that pretty cool. You can see this one went to 63 mil. The beta play here is 1 and then 8, which I think are kind of nice beta plays, but like 1/60th of 4. So I think this could, it went all the way to almost 2 mil. So I think that could go back up. And then 8's a nice number, or 8 is a just a generally based number in Asian culture as well. So this one went to 470. It retraced, and then I bought a little bit below that 200K mark. So we'll see. These are just like, you know,
what are you just soft? What are you using to buy these?
Yeah, so I'm using, you know, you can actually come over to DEX Screener, it gives you options. Right now, I'm actually using Matcha. So let me tab.
Okay,
over.
But you do, I mean, you have BNB to swap out for these.
Yeah, so like you have BNB. So
yeah,
I use DBridge, you know, DBridge.
Yeah, I love DBridge.
Yep, and super makes it super easy, which we cover in our course. Yeah, let me see. Share this tab.
Oh yeah, I wanted to point this out before we move on from four real quick. I saw this on the timeline, bro. Like mm-hmm. as soon as he posted it, Bastille, I don't even hardly know who this is, but I follow him. And he posted like, if Giggle went to 50 mil, this deserves 100 mil when four was at 15 mil. So like, just to show you, like, you don't have to be in these nitty gritty alpha groups to get the alpha. I mean, like I didn't get into this when I saw this, but it's at what, 60 mil now. I mean, that's like a four at 24. Yeah. I mean, that's a 3X with size. If I did touch this, which I didn't. But yeah, I mean, just follow the right people on Twitter, man. It could serve you better than an alpha group could.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me pull my screen. Oh, there you go. So DBridge is something we cover in our course, like how do you, you know, swap between blockchains, like makes it super easy. So if you have funds on like any EVM chain, you can just literally select it, you know, Avalanche, you know, USD here, and then move your token to BNB. And it's literally that easy. Like you just connect your wallet and swap. And since MetaMask is one of the most used wallets, or whatever your wallet you're using, Raybe, it doesn't matter. It'll just use your EVM compatible wallet. And then you're pretty much off to the races. You can just head over here, look at some tokens on, you know, DEX Screener, see what's popping, and, you know, click one of these tokens that you might like. And it has some pre-selected options. However, I did like the Matcha UI a little bit better than PancakeSwap. And PancakeSwap was being a little bit buggy, so that was that. But that's pretty much it. Like, this swap is pretty simple. You just grab, you know, the smart contract down here, 4, and then it copy and paste it into Matcha or PancakeSwap, and you're off to the races, and that's it. Takes no longer than, you know, 1 minute to move funds over and start swapping and having fun.
Yes, sir. You talked about it a little bit, but, you know, BNB is getting some traction on memes. I do feel like just overall, memes have been running on different chains. A big one that we talked about several times on the show, matter of fact, there was one show where I said, guys, if you're going to buy anything, buy this, not financial advice. And that was Punk Strategy. And dude, that was back when Punk Strategy was at like, I don't know, like a couple mil. Now it actually crossed 100 mil this week. I'll actually look it up specifically. But yeah, so basically Punk Strategy, they started making contracts for all other NFT projects. So for like Cyber Kongs, for Apes, for Toads, for Pudgies or whatever. And they get 1% of the fees from those projects. And here's the TokenWorks that created it. They've obviously been getting a ton of coverage, but yeah, let's go ahead and like look at it on DEX Screener. Dude, this is like, honestly, Kyle, I'm just going to say it. This is the biggest fumble possibly in my crypto career. I bought in at like 1.2 mil. It's at 150 mil. And I sold half the bag at like 5 mil. And then I sold the other half the bag at like 20 mil, which was still a great win. So you kind of can't be in that mindset like, oh, I just fumbled life-changing money. But I mean, dude, look at this. It's 145 mil, bro. and I sold at 5 mil. With, you know, and like I actually went in not with size, but I mean, it would have been life changing money if I would have held this. So I've been kicking myself a little bit. But one of the cool things about being a creator and talking about things is I did provide this opportunity for a lot of people. Shout out to Cryer, who is an admin in our school, who writes a weekly market analysis and gets alpha on the show. We'll talk about our school later. There's two more free spots available. But he's the one that told me and Kyle about this originally. And then we talked about it on the podcast several times. I mean, this was literally like, if you listened to our podcast or you watched our podcast, this was the easiest 10X of your life. I mean, somebody asked us live, like, hey, what do you recommend? That's like a high risk, high reward. And I said, punk strategy. So just crazy watching this unfold. And yeah, even though part of me has to cope every time I look at this chart.
Yeah, I didn't even buy. And I like faded that one as well. And that could have been I knew like the meta sounded good. I was like, okay, if Pika is going to do it, you know, that's going to be bullish as well for Pika. Pika just never got the same momentum. Just because I think the Pokemon meta it's still kind of there, and there's still like, you know, Fidgetal's is still doing really good, but I think the flywheel hasn't really began for Pika, but I think they could do well as well. We'll see though. They're like at the bottoms and they're making higher lows. So could be something actually there.
So I bought Zard like last week at market capitulation. I'm still up on it, but yesterday I was up like a good bit. But it looks like it retraced a bit. The reason I bought it is kind of like you talk about these beta plays. Cards has been maybe not the last 24 hours, but cards kind of had a tick up. I mean, cards went from a low of freaking 13 cents to 23 cents. You know, it's just they lost all their momentum and now they're kind of coming back up. Now it's kind of consolidating. So instead of going to buy this, which I do think is a good buy if you're doing something with size, I went and bought Zard. But yeah, Pika would be even further down the derivative. But they've been doing a lot, man. I mean, Pika, they do like they did the strategy. This candle was crazy. I don't know who bought all the way up to here, and then somebody just like sold it off. I don't know if that was manipulation or what, but that was a crazy candle. But the founder of Pika has like been absolutely grinding. I've been keeping up with him. So I mean that's a good like high risk, high reward type of play. And all these strategies are pretty cool. I still feel like punk strategy is like the alpha there. It's like the Bitcoin of these strategies. So yeah, again, coping a little bit with the punk strategy, but it is what it is. At least we got people in and I made a buck off of it, you know, so I can't complain too much. And I've since rotated that capital into other opportunities.
Strong.
Yes, sir. Speaking of other opportunities, I have like a really nitty gritty thing to get into later with like an opportunity that could be like an XPL level opportunity. It's with USD AI and you could do it with a small amount. But before I get into that, I want to get into something a little bit more fun. There's been a lot of prediction market wars this week with like it's a running joke that everybody's getting an affiliate badge from either Polymarket or Kalshi. And basically, you know, which one's going to win. They're kind of like copying each other, using each other for marketing or whatever. We've been doing live bets on Polymarket on every episode. I completely forgot that I bought this bet of Taylor Swift getting pregnant in 2025. Unfortunately, like I did such a low value that it's insignificant and I'm barely up on it, but I am up on it. And yesterday it actually had like a bump in the price. I forgot exactly what happened, but there's a bump. So I could sell Taylor Swift getting pregnant in 2025. For a profit right now, which I don't know, man, my time is running out, right? Like every day that goes by is one less day she has to get pregnant.
Yeah, this was one we talked about early on. And then I saw Vo tweet about it and that's probably gotten a lot more attention on this. So I think we spotted it at like 8%. Like, I think it was like a low, like a super low. So we could have made like 100% profit on this one. Probably should have aped on it, but it's all good. I think this will continue to go up, though. I really do. I think like the rumors are going to like hit a peak and this thing's going to skyrocket to like 60-70% or something like that, maybe even higher, especially like fall season's coming around. There's going to be a bunch of women at coffee shops like talking about this. I think it's just going to skyrocket, man.
Yeah, it could. I actually just sold my vote while you were saying that. So I no longer have skin in the game.
It could retrace, but we'll see. you know, these rumors are coming also off the fact that she was kind of been hiding because maybe there's been some, like, you know, stuff against her that, like, she was scared about with everything going on, like, in, like, in the U.S. Like, so I think she was, like, trying to make sure her security was, like, make, you know, making sure she's, like, good to go and safe. So I think, like, maybe that's playing into the rumors and why it spiked a little bit. And if she does, like, some sort of performance and still looks, like, super skinny or whatever, that could, like, make it retrace as well. So it's kind of a 50-50 right now, toss-up. But if she starts to, like, look at all like she's pregnant or, like, talks like it, then it's going to skyrocket to, like, super high, I think.
Yeah, definitely could. It has almost $1 million in volume on this vote. So, I mean, there's actually liquidity there to trade in and trade out with, you know, big rewards. You know, somebody has, what, $8,000 on the line for no. So, well, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Ultimately, I do think this is eventually going to be a no, but you are kind of flirting around when you say no, because, like Kyle said, rumors could come out and you're in these prediction markets, you can go in the red, even though you're right for a while, because it really depends on what everybody else thinks until the answer is unveiled. So this is a fun one to get in. I might try to go in with size later. For now, I'm not going to touch it, but it was definitely a fun one that we voted on. Last week, XPL happened, and then shortly before that, Aster happened. We talked about both. I don't know if you wanted to spend any time on Aster. If you've been, I know you have, but, you know, tell everybody else, like, if you kind of have a farming plan for Aster, you have a buying plan, how are you going to get a share of this airdrop? You know, what's kind of your expectations for all this?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and let me share my screen real quick.
Wait, let me see if this lets me flex for a second. Let's see. Check out this play last night. Oh, wait. The amount wasn't a lot because it was just like, it's like gamble money on this platform. I'm trying to see how much I could farm with $100. It was the percent was like 150%, though. I did a 20x leverage at $1.69. I sold it at $1.82 on $100. So actually, like, 2.2x to my $100 port that I started with. So that was just for fun.
That's crazy. That's crazy bag work, bro. yeah, I mean, obviously, like, trading on Aster is going to be, like, the number one of the, like, big ways to farm. Otherwise, like, you gotta, like, exchange APX token or, like, exchange APX for Aster. And then, so that's kind of like the DeFi, like, if you're into the DeFi scene or whatever, like, you can do that too. Personally, I don't really know anything about it. I'm not going to do this, but I'm just going to, like, do the, you know, obviously, like, trading volume is going to be, like, the number one. I think, they said, like, some people I've seen say that, like, quality trades on here. So, like, not wash trading, like, you're opening and closing trades, but, like, I'm sure, like, duration of the trade and, like, ROI or, like, whatever, I think some of that's going to come into play. But yeah, like, Aster's been, in general, just on the token side, went all the way down to $1.51, was a nice scoop. It looks like it's breaking above, like, the support level here, and kind of finding support in, like, the $1.70 area. So we could see Aster, if it maintains over $1.70, it could be a nice, like, leg up here. It's right now at $1.76. So if it stays above $1.70, that's going to be bullish for Aster. It could send this one literally, like, this is a huge bull flag continuation pattern. If it holds above that, like, kind of $1.70 level, we could get another leg up and then hit that, you know, all-time high. Maybe a small correction around there and then another leg up. So Aster is looking pretty good. You know, definitely not good if you dumped it. I think some KOLs were FUDing it a little bit. And then that was, you know, I think that was a good opportunity to, like, pick Aster up. So we'll probably can see, you know, as the month develops here in October, this should continue to push up, given it stays above, like, these key levels.
Yeah, man, I always get hate for my charts because I'm not as good as charting as you and Cryer. But I actually bought, you said, like, $1.50 was, or it bounced off the $1.51. I actually bought at exactly $1.51 based on the fibs that I drew. And, like, you can see right this right here is where it hit $1.51. I actually had a limit order set for $1.51, and it literally caught the bottom. Now, granted, I sold this one pretty quick because I got wrecked the day before that. This huge red candle right here, I got liquidated on. Well, it hit my stop loss. I didn't get liquidated, but it hit a bad stop loss. I lost a lot of money. And then I caught a $1.51 bounce. And so I sold pretty quickly. I probably sold in this first bounce around here for a good profit. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, like call it, I don't know if it's luck or what, but Fibs definitely came in clutch for this. It bounced like perfectly off that 1.4.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to dip, honestly. I thought it was going to like hit that $1.70 and then shoot up. But, you know, it went down and tested kind of like those lower support levels. And then now it's back up above that support level. So, yeah, I think this is going to, this chart looks pretty good. You know, if you're playing the patience game, you know, and you, I mean, you may be long this one for a while. You know, $3 is kind of like my target price long term here. You know, in the not so distant future, maybe even like the end of October, November. We could see this at $3. So again, could be a nice long-term like little swing trade or medium swing, and we'll see. We'll see what happens with Aster.
Yeah, for sure. For now, I'm out of positions. I closed that long that I had this morning. That was 20X, but I will be watching it and trading more of it in the future and farming the Aster airdrop. Speaking of farming, I have another thing pulled up, and then we'll get into some fun stuff. But we're talking about the nitty-gritty degen stuff right now. This was kind of complicated. But I am currently trying to farm this plasma pool, as it can get you a share of an airdrop if you farm it. And it's the staked USDAI and the USDTO. And I'm not really concerned about anything here, including amount. As you can see, I only have $150 in here. But what I am concerned about is, I don't know if you remember, but on the plasma, they gave a participation trophy of $10,000 in plasma token for those that even tried. So I looked into it, and it's too much to compete here. I mean, you need to do you probably need to do $20,000 in liquidity to like actually compete with the leaderboard here. So I'm not worried about leaderboard, and I'm not worried about quantity. I'm just worried about taking the time to actually do this. So I did. I ended up setting up this pool that was originally like way lower than this. It wasn't 110%. I can't believe it's at 110% right now. I set up $150. I'm getting $3 a week, which again, I'm not really concerned about. And I have staked USDAI paired with USDDTO. And I did this on Hyperliquid Swap. I actually cannot think of the name of it to save my life right now. It's by, I don't know. It lets you swap anything for anything. And so I literally just swapped like USDC for these two things. Man, it's going to bother me. It'll come to me later. But if you have any questions about that, leave them in the comments and I'll help you out. Or go to our school and I'll help you out. I guess now's a good time. Do you want to talk about that? Or you want to talk about it later?
The school?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's like literally two spots, like a couple spots left. Actually, I think there's actually like four or five spots. Because I think it counts like me, you, and Cryer. So I think there's actually like five spots left. So yeah, if you are wanting to join this, there's literally only five spots left pretty much before we like close this up permanently. And then it'll be locked. It'll be pay gated. So you'll have to pay to get into the group. So yeah, if you are wanting some of the like best alpha trading insights, like we have analysis from Cryer, myself, and Chris, and of course, like we'll be dropping a lot more alpha in there. And then we also have a classroom coming soon as well. We're about to unlock that as soon as we get as soon as we lock it all up, along with like a weekly call. So yeah, a lot of good stuff we have planned for the group. Again, only five spots left. So good luck if you are trying to get in there, and we can maybe drop one of the invite links here in the chat.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm excited about this. And, you know, when we're talking about complicated stuff like providing liquidity and swaps and all of that, the school really provide a good opportunity for people to ask questions and be like handheld through whatever they're going through, as well as this classroom is packed out with things that we've worked on. It's hours of videos, hours of research, like putting down the text. Like we spent a lot of time in this classroom putting it together on like how all the way from like what is crypto, the foundation of it, to doing DeFi like we're talking about right now. So definitely get in that. But you know, we'll only a couple spots
get in
left.
There, baby.
Get in there and we'll move on. There's one more news topic that I want to hit, and then if you have any news or anything else you want to talk about, and then I actually have money to open up a BZ pack. I would love to do a BZ pack. We weren't able to do that last week. So let me
I dropped a referral link in the or like a invite link to our DJ and Dads in the over there on X, and then I can drop it in Chris's live as well. So we're both live on X, and dope. We'll drop those links over there.
So we need to move to New York, Kyle, because New York is giving 12K and USDC to people that are broke. Maybe I said that not politically correct.
I did see that. I mean, that's literally, it says to alleviate poverty. Obviously, like people impoverished are what we call poor in America. So, or at least less to do. I mean, there's other kind ways to say it, but that's pretty much what it is in a nutshell. It's pretty interesting because while I'm not really for this, because I don't think it's going to change much, it is nice of them to do this at the same time. I'm not going to like stop them, but I do think that it's not going to put too much of a dent in the entire city of New York, but, good for them, I guess, for trying. I just think that AI and robotics is going to do a lot more good to humanity than just kind of like handouts. I really do. I think AI is going to solve a lot of those issues. I think there's going to be more to come from that. I do think, however, AI is going to put us in a weird, precarious situation for capitalists, like people that are pro-capitalist. Because the in-game scenario, like that's like utopia, not dystopian, but like the utopia side of it, is there is going to be like an enormous amount of abundance that is like going to be like under the likes of we never seen before, that could be good for humanity and could alleviate like bad levels of poverty, not all poverty, but like I think it should have like, we should be more abundant in the future, but so much so that humans might not even have like too many jobs, which could be a danger to like jobs. So like if you're a capitalist, you're going to try to have to wrap your head around that, because if there's not jobs but there's like a lot of abundance, then you have more like then it starts to border the line of like UBI and stuff like that. So
yeah,
you know, a lot of capitalists aren't for it, but also I don't know what you would want to call that, like if it gets to an abundance level like the likes we've never seen before, and AI just literally just replaces humans, like there's robotics and robots replacing everybody left and right, like then what do you do, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll find out when we get there. I will say, you know, I don't know how I feel about Coinbase taking the fees that I paid them the last 5 years and giving it out to other people. But, you know, instead of just being like, hey, we're going to reward our users for using our platform since day one. Not that I'm against charity by any means. I'm pro charity, but I also don't like when people take your money and then donate to charity. And then it's like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
I would like to choose to donate to charity.
I think this is just an angle for them, honestly. I think this is to get
sure.
I think this is to get like people like to, number one, win over people's hearts. Number two, to get like the average, not average, but like to get like everybody using crypto in some way, including people that are like less well to do, and to get them talking about using stuff like this. Like, oh, this is so easy to use. Because like you do have like those government sponsored phones that are free, and you could download Coinbase to your like phone. So I mean, like everybody knows how to use a phone in America. So this could be the next step. I don't know. I think this is a like interesting,
it's sketchy pilot. Dude, I mean, like it depends on the audits here, but like they're gonna gamble it probably, which I guess is good for meme coins. If they don't gamble it, like they might lose it. You know, like as in like literally, like depending on how it's custodied, like, you know, not be able to access it. I don't know. I'm not really for this either. There's a lot of things I am for. This isn't one of them, but it is what it is. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but we're talking about AI and how far it's coming. And I don't know if you saw Sora 2 came out, and I made some videos last night. It's so good. Can you hear it?
No. No, I cannot.
Oh, you can't hear it? Dude, no. I won't spend long on this, but this is actually like mind-blowing, and so I think it's worth like looking at. Let me see. I don't know how to share it in a way that it shares my audio. Maybe like here, maybe this. Let's see. Oh, okay. Let me know if you can hear it now.
Every sunrise, yeah, I can hear it now.
Brand new. You gotta turn it up there.
Some mornings it feels easier to stay small, to stay safe. The moment you choose to look past the horizon, every sunrise hands us a brand.
So I had a lot of fun with this last night. This is a Sora 2's newest version.
Two right in front of me. Curveball and go. One shake, two, three.
Yes, caught it. Never get old.
It is crazy good. Anime intro. Playing Call of Duty.
Something stupid. Spin. And
dude, the Call of Duty is actually crazy, though.
360 no scope. Let's go.
That looks crazy.
360
though.
No scoop. Yeah.
I put myself in Smash Bros.
Actually crazy.
I know. Watch this. Bro. Dude, this Sword 2 is so much fun. It's cracked, bro. But yeah, we're talking about AI, and this is the best AI video generator that I've ever seen by far. I could spend like 45 minutes talking about this, but we got to crack open some packs. I have, I accidentally sold a card. I like listed it, I guess just kind of abruptly one day where I needed money and I forgot that I listed it, and it sold. So now I have enough money to hit the claws. But before going in, I do want to, let's see if there's like a restock or something. I really haven't even checked. Let's see. They talked about season one. No, you can't hear this. I like their videos. So it's a restock. One of the things they've been talking about that I've really never utilized is their flow points. So like with every pack opening, you get flow points and you can get a lot of cool stuff with those flow points. Like this, it says, nothing feels more positive EV than BZ Claw, weekly leaderboards, flow rewards. So you can get MacBooks, iPhones, and Switches with the flow points. I actually asked about it and they said you can uncover it here. So I actually need to like look into these flow points in a little bit, but for now let's just get to the fun stuff. Let's go to the claw. We're gonna hit up this $50 claw and see how this goes. I've notoriously had bad luck with not really with BZ, actually with Fidgetals. I had like a $1,200 in volume, and now I just have a couple of like what do you call them, like filler cards. But I still like Fidgetals a lot, not trying to down them, but I just had bad luck last stream that we did. All right, I got a Japanese Charizard.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to swap.
By the way, those BNB tokens are pumping a little bit.
Yeah, what they have?
Well, 254K, so it's up 11%, I think. And then the other one's up 5%. So not like an incredible amount, but they are moving. Oh my God, four just went from 58 million to 75 million while we're on stream.
Yeah, that's about right.
It just peaked at almost 80 mil. No, it did hit, yeah. 80 mil.
Saw it at 15 on the timeline. Crazy work.
Oh my gosh, dude. Another faded one.
Yeah, what can you do? You can't hit them all. Can't catch them all, you know?
Got to catch them all, though.
This is round two. I didn't want that Japanese Charizard. I kind of clicked through that too quick. Oh, dude. I got a Venusaur EX 2023 worth $100. Yeah, beautiful art. EX Mega Evolution. Heck yeah, swapping that baby out for some cash. I started out with 80, so I'm actually in the profit. But I don't know. I'll pull one more because third time's a charm. I didn't mention this earlier, but I spilled coffee on my keyboard today, so it's been a interesting morning. I'm not gonna say rough because we remain thankful. Somebody told me that it's good luck to spill coffee on your keyboard. So I don't know. We'll see, I guess, how good a luck it is on this pool. So no matter what this pool is, It'll be the last that I pull today, and it'll still mean that we're in the green because I started off with 80. Well, it might not be in the green, but it'll be decent. Like if it's even worth like 15 or something like that. So it's worth 27. So I'm going to swap that back. And again, we started with 80. So we're still above what we started with. This is a 2023. If you guys have been following the content, I like OG cards. I have my Espeon behind me. Year 2000. So I don't really care for these newer cards. I do want to start collecting like a very specific card. So I pretty much have what I started with and did some swaps. I wonder if I would love to see the actual like flow points, but I'll have to go like check that out later. I don't know. You think I should swap anymore or you think I should call it?
It's hard to say because I'm aping these memes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I guess we'll call the
Pumping, bro. They're pumping.
Sweet. Sweet. Well, we will go ahead and call the stream then.
Wait. We got to show the pump, bro. Like the pump. Okay. Look at this. Called down here. Pumping like right there. We got four. We just covered that one. Pumping to like 80 mil. You have one over here that's like also starting to rip.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Look at the action, bro. So yeah, that's that. So we called it here live on stream. You witnessed it live. So yeah,
just an average W.
Just average W.
Yes, sir. We'll go to the chilling tab.
Oh gosh, yeah, just chilling.
Yeah, if you're listening back later, you know, thanks for tuning in. We talked about a lot today. I don't even think we talked about the Solana DATS. Did we even focus on that at all?
The DATS, we kind of know about the DATS, and the DATS aren't like they're bullish for the ecosystem, but they take a while to like implement and get the tokens, and they don't really necessarily pump like tokens immediately. Like with Avalanche, they announced like the $1 billion one, and like it barely moves a token if at all. And there's like a huge like a dump candle, not a huge dump, it was like a dollar dump, and it's like kind of gone back up a little bit since then. And they also announced like a $645 million SPAC merger for Avalanche. So I don't know. These DATS are good for the ecosystem, but like for the average, like day to day, like, you know, it's just kind of like, whatever, you know, like, let me see you buy the token and we'll see. And then don't rug us like a year later. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better prove it to us. You guys are going to be actually holding these tokens and not just dumping them.
So sell the rumor.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Like, buy the rumor, sell the news.
All right. You heard it here from Kyle. Dump your Solana. just kidding. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. If you're tuned in live or if you tuned in to the podcast, we're on all platforms, Apple, Spotify. The video is going to be on YouTube. We live stream on YouTube and on Twitter and on Kick. So if you want to catch us live so you can actually see some of the charts, see some of the live, ask some questions, feel free to do that every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Hop into school. There's a couple spots left. We are launching the classroom today, and we'll see you guys next episode. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Two crypto nerds just trying to get by. Crisscross chains while the kids watch Bluey. Bitcoin ordinals, yeah, I do it chewy. Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks. Digit dance, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3 and never looking back. Hey. We're the Digit Dads, Diapers in Defy. Two crypto nerds.